Bob Reed with Rush Minaire on your Wednesday afternoon here on The Rush. And what a milestone in history. On December the 6th, the last Boeing 747 to ever be built, the last brand new one, left the factory in Everett, Washington, and was delivered to a company called Atlas Air just this week. It's a New York-based cargo operation. They've got 59 747s, so they are one of the biggest operators of these aircraft that used to be everywhere and used to be, look, there's a 747. There's a jumbo jet. It was the first jumbo jet. Air Canada used to fly them. Canadian Airlines, when they were around, had them. Air Canada flew its last 747 in the year 2004, but you still see them in the skies. Air Force One, the U.S. presidential jet, is a 747. This is the end, as I say, a major milestone of a revolutionary aircraft in contemporary aviation history. And joining us with more perspective is CTV's aviation specialist, Phil Durdy. Phil, put it into perspective from where you sit. How big a deal was the 747?
It's a legend in its own time. It bridged the gap from the narrow bodies to the wide bodies and these huge machines in the skies. It was just an amazing aircraft.
But we're ready to say goodbye to it. Phil, what's your position?
Well, the thing is that, it's four engines that you have to maintain. There are inherent costs of operating a 747. The newer aircraft are only two engines, so it's a bit of an offshoot. With the newer aircraft, they can go further, they can fly faster, and they can they're more fuel efficient.
Mm. The Queen of the Skies, the 747, was known as. Take us back to the early 70s when the 747 first went into commercial service. People were astonished that here was a double-decker airliner, not from nose to tail double-decker like the Airbus A380 that mm-hmm. followed it, but in that front part of the aircraft, there was that second floor lounge that was kind of an exclusive zone. Talk about some of the things some of the elements that the 747 had that we'd never seen before.
Well, it was the largest of its era, right? The largest airplane flying at that time. Its first flight, 1969, so going a ways back. The upper deck on the original 100 aircraft, it only had three windows on either side because it housed a lounge up there. And then from there, they just started elaborating on the aircraft and extending it, changing its range, getting more passengers on board. There was actually one model of aircraft that they flew over in Asia that was high-density seating, and they flew the 747 like a commuter aircraft, for doing very short hops between islands in Japan and stuff. So it was it went through a whole transition phase where it went from the 200 up to the 747, 300 and 400, where they extended the upper deck. And up there was business class, first class, and then on the Dash 8, 747-8, that was the longer deck, the longer fuselage, and more efficient engines. And that was the final phase of the 747.
Will we ever see another jumbo jet, do you think, Phil? Could we make them the same size but with just two engines?
Not really, because of the weights. You look at the A380, for instance, its maximum takeoff weight is about 1.2 million pounds. The 747-8, maximum takeoff weight is about 910,000 pounds. On the 777, you're running around 780,000 pounds for takeoff weight, so you can't get that much weight off the ground with two engines. It's just not the technology right now.
Mm. CTV aviation specialist Phil Durdy is on the line with us. We're talking about the last of the Boeing 747s rolling off the assembly line just recently. Phil, was the 747 the first wide-body aircraft, the first one that had a middle section of seating between two aisles?
Yes, one of the things was when in the design phase, they were trying to figure out how to sit there and arrange the seats and make this large aircraft. And then that's when they came across the widening of the aircraft. Instead of having a single aisle, they said, hey, let's have a double aisle. So the originally, on the original drawings of the 747, they only had a single aisle. They had four seats on either side. But then they figured they could get more seating if they did a double aisle. So it was an evolution in aviation, and I mean, I've flown the 747 simulator, and it's an amazing aircraft to fly. It's you're really high up there in the cockpit, and but it's a really unique airplane.
How do you think the future will be looking back on the 747?
It was the I can say it paved the way for where we are today in commercial aviation. Boeing took a chance and, you know, put this huge airliner, you know, everybody was looking at it back in 1969 saying, is that aircraft going to get off the ground? Because it was not, they've never seen anything that big before. So it's always going to be known as the queen of the skies. And where aviation goes from now, they're working on different technologies, thinking about going supersonic. I mean, even the 747, it approached Mach. It was 0.85 Mach, which is pretty fast for a large aircraft like that.
Phil, we're not going to see the 747 disappear anytime soon. They've stopped making new ones. It's a durable aircraft, and most of them now are used on the cargo side of things rather than carrying passengers. Does it seem like that will be a sustainable business line for this aircraft going forward? Can we expect to see cargo versions of the 747 for quite some time?
Oh, very much so. It's worth its weight in gold. It can fly long distances. It can take quite a huge amount of cargo. So it's come to its end of its life in its passenger capacity, but now it's going to a new life in the cargo world. A lot of the airlines just can't fill the 500 and 600 seats anymore, and that's when COVID hit. That's what really did the 747 in, is you couldn't have those passenger loads to sustain that kind of an aircraft.
Oh, wow. It's an end of an era. And it's so great to discuss this with you, Phil. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Phil.
Great. Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Phil Dirty is CTV's aviation specialist, joining us live here on The Rush to talk about the end of the Boeing 747, the last flight. Used for...
Last one rolled off the assembly line. They're still gonna stay flying around.
They're gonna be used for cargo.
You'll see them primarily for cargo, but yeah, still the occasional passenger model. As I say, including Air Force One, until they come up with a new one of those, a new model. You'll see the U.S. president continuing to use those. Can you tell I'm an airplane geek?
I love it. Jumbo
had
jets.
My geek out here. I feel good now.
That's what we aim for here. We're hoping you're feeling good, too, as you join us here on The Rush on News Talk 1010 Toronto. Rushmeen Ayer and Bob Reed with you here. Matt Gurney and Lindsay Broadhead will join us on the other side. It's time for our Smart Speaker series. We'll go over the day's headlines, and that includes the budget that Mayor John Tory talked about today. Stay with us. It's The Rush, News Talk 1010 Toronto.